from Global.
Good morning.
Capital Breakfast
with Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast.
Welcome to Capital Breakfast. Good morning. It's just before 7 o'clock on your Mondays, Jordan, Chris, and Sean. The morning after Capital Summertime Bowl with Barclaycard. The caffeine is hitting, and we are here to bring you all the action.
Yeah, there's so much stuff that went down. There's so much stuff that we need to talk about and dissect. Plus, it's just a great excuse to bring you some of the amazing performances that we got to enjoy yesterday at Wembley Stadium.
Yeah, because if you missed it, I do feel for you because it really was amazing. Like, so awesome for us to meet so many of you that listen. Like, for me, that was one of the best parts about it. Also, another highlight was chatting to Benson Boone. And let's just say that him and Jordan, they had a bit of a clash. We'll talk about it in a minute.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love, I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. I want you laying me down to the dead and buried, on the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your mind. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found.
Collins and Lose Control is playing for you on Capital Breakfast at 5 minutes past seven on your Monday morning. One of the mad things about being backstage at Capital Summertime Ball is we get up close and personal with some of the biggest artists in the world just literally minutes before they step out onto the Wembley Stadium stage.
Yeah, sometimes it is like we have to sort of rush it through, or we go, oh, we better let them go because they're actually about to go on. But that is a really cool thing. Like, when you don't see us on the stage, backstage, we are running around like headless chickens. Mm. We're on those little golf buggies going back and forth. But meeting Benson Boone, I mean, you guys had met him last year, hadn't you?
Mm. Yeah.
It was the first time I'd met him, and he just got something about him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there is a Benson Boone confidence, and it's just lovely being in, how can you describe it, lovely being in his orbit.
He is in his orbit.
Don't forget as well, we asked him who he'd seen backstage, and he was very chatty with us.
I saw Will Smith. I met Jaden Smith for the first time.
Really?
Wow.
Yes, and let me tell you, I grew up loving the Karate Kid movie, the one with Jaden Smith in it. Me and my best friend, immediately after watching that movie, signed up for karate lessons. It like changed our whole lives. We wanted to be like superheroes. So he was a big inspiration for little Benson growing up.
Jaden Smith could be responsible for the Benson backflip.
I wouldn't go that far. Okay? I wouldn't go that far.
That's not the line he wants to go with.
When I first met Will Smith, I like dapped him up and I was like, dude, it's so nice to meet you. Is Jaden with you? And he's like, no. And I'm like, okay.
I think he's class. He's one of those pop stars I could just interview for days on end. There was something I always wanted to ask him as well, and I thought, well, this is going well. He's on good form. So we started chatting about speedwear. Swimwear, speedos.
There's a very famous video doing the rounds online of you walking around in some American speedos.
I brought it.
Have you brought them with you?
I brought the American flag speedo.
Oh, we were wondering if you maybe had
Have you got any
British ones there?
No, that would be amazing though. It'd be amazing if I had a British speedo and these pants were just thin enough where you could see it.
Nice. I know a guy who knows a guy.
Is it your barber?
Who will sort you out with some great British speedos. I'll sort you out.
All right. Yeah,
right on the Benson
Boone. Shoot me a text.
Yeah.
You're good. I actually do have some British speedos as well. British Union Jack flag ones, so I can sort him out with that. He was great, wasn't he?
He was so good.
I love that he just totally went over his head. He went, yeah, right on the Benson Boone.
Right on the Benson Boone.
There's a couple of references like that type, by the way. It's interesting seeing what he kind of clocked and what he didn't. You heard him talk about your barber as well. That is because I sort of stitched you up a little bit.
You did a bit. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get Benson Boone on now. So this is him live at Capital Summertime Ball on stage at Wembley. And then we will talk about how Chris set me up quite a bit, actually, with Benson Boone. This is him on stage with Beautiful Things. It's so good, this. Enjoy it in all its live glory.
I hope you enjoyed everybody's show. There were a lot of incredible performers today. I hope you had a good time. I've got one more song with you guys tonight, and this song absolutely changed my life in every way. I believe I debuted this song at last year's Capital Ball, maybe not. But if you have not known any of the songs today, I hope you know a couple words to this one. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Beautiful Things.
Benson Boone live on the iconic Wembley Stadium stage at Capital Summertime Ball with Barclaycard. Leanne says, Benson was amazing. Definitely the highlight of the night for me. Thank you, Leanne. We're halfway through explaining what happened when Benson Boone, in a Union Jack waistcoat and trousers, he looked spot on, met us backstage for an exclusive chat.
Yeah, we're saying that this guy's got so much charisma, there's just something about him. I mean, just quickly, at the end of that song, by the way, he'd finished, he said, thank you, good night. And as he walked off, he just casually did like two backflips and like another spin and then left. I was like, okay.
It was very Benson Boone. But almost unnecessary afterwards.
Just incredible. Just so, imagine being that confident that you can do a backflip, that you just do one on the way out. Anyway, we were talking, obviously, backstage to him about how crazy the last 12 months must have been for him.
Yeah, and then we wanted to get onto the subject of his hair, because, of course, he's sort of hair inspiration for you, Jordan.
Right? He is, yeah. I've always wanted a mullet haircut like him. Here's what happened.
I have tried to copy your mullet.
Yeah, that didn't go well, did it? I'm not saying that because he looks bad. I'm saying that because the back of your hair is short.
My barber's over there.
Do you know what's bad? And also, the barber
your
is, your,
big, got a
is your biggest fan, Benson, as well.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So I basically went to him and said, showed him a picture of you, and I went, I want that. So what do you think?
It doesn't look bad. You look great.
What are you saying, Sam?
It's not
my barber's hair. Look, one more time.
No, it looks really good. Yeah.
For the edit, for ITV. Yeah. Benson, what do you think of that?
It looks stellar.
Thank you.
He was on good form, wasn't he? He's on really good form. My hair's not quite the Benson Boone mullet yet, but I'll tell you, give it another 6 months by Christmas. I'll be wafting it in the wind.
Next time you see him, whenever that may be, he needs to be bang on.
I'll be like, I want him to put his fingers through it.
Okay.
Is that a bit weird?
Well, it is after you've offered to buy him Speedos as well. It's all getting a little bit personal.
Yeah, it is now, actually. That was just some of our chat with Benson Boone. Head to Global Player, the official Capital app. And don't forget, you can see all of this on Sunday, 22nd of June, 5:30 p.m. on ITV. Here's Avril Lavigne on Capital.
Chill out, what you yelling for? Lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are. When we're driving in your car and you're talking to me one-on-one, but you become somebody else, round everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool to me. Dressed up like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become somebody else and everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool. Life's like this, you fall and you crawl and you break and you take when you get to.
It's usually me, to be fair. It's Capital Breakfast, 16 minutes past 7 on Summertime Ball Boxing Day here in the studio. We've just ordered a Mackey's because we got about 3 hours sleep last night. And
I'm fuming.
Sean's got banana milkshake all down her front.
Yeah, down a brand new tracksuit.
Sorry,
I've got to do interviews
laugh.
After this show today. I look right, state.
We shouldn't laugh.
I look left and it's just dribbling.
Didn't even know it was dripping on me. That's the worst thing, and now I'm covered. Just quickly, can I just say, I thought when we were going to interview Benson Boone that you were going to wear a jumpsuit. What happened?
Yes, that's... Because it was on the tell. Because we were interviewing for ITV as well. Yeah, didn't want it.
I didn't want the older
yeah.
moose.
I got...
I reckon that was the concern.
I got fitted for one and everything.
I know, I saw you in one. I saw a sequin one backstage. I thought, here we go. Now we're cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wear it. Right. It was vetoed by ITV. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, just being honest, there you go. But it's fine.
There was lots of great moments. At one point, I was chatting to Busted and McFly. And we're going to play one of their performances in a little bit and have a little think. Who do you think really did win that battle? Was it Busted or was it McFly?
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
From sneakers to summer fits. Shop pre-loved.
Still looking for a magical adventure this summer? There's limited spaces available on our Disney Cruise Line sailings from Southampton. Join some of your favourite Disney characters and set sail on a 3, 4 or 5 night European cruise. Experience enchanting West End style shows, action-packed kids clubs, delicious dining and more. Check out our last-minute deal at disneycruise.co.uk. Selected dates subject to availability and conditions. See more on disneycruise.com.
For loft conversions and home extensions across London, visit simplyeasyrefurbs.co.uk.
Simply Easy. The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
You modern day saint. Stepping in when the teaching assistant fell ill. Look at those little faces. Bask in the warm glow of their gratitude. Now, where's the coffee? Is that instant? But you, sir, are a smart cookie. You've snuck in a Taylor's coffee bag. Real ground coffee in a bag that tastes real good. Double geography later. Bring it on. Taylor's coffee bags. Where there's hot water, there's great coffee.
You might think that the most important thing for an electric car is to have the greatest possible range. But then you realise that you're only driving 23 miles a day, and that's the reality. Discover Dacia Spring, the new electric city car with all the range you need from only £14,995. No wonder it's won TopGear.com's Best EV Bargain Award. And if you purchase the Dacia Spring before June 30th, you get 0% APR representative and a £1,000 deposit contribution. Find out more at Dacia.co.uk. PCP, Mobilised Financial Services, T's and C's apply. 23 miles is average customer use based on internal source.
The latest travel for London.
Next. Capital.
Look at you. The future is unpredictable at times. But the Open University are the experts in distance learning, allowing you to fit study around your life. What's more, you'll have support from dedicated tutors every step of the way. Now, suddenly your possibilities are open. Search the Open University to find out more. The Open University. The future is open.
Capital Travel Update.
Take us with you with Global Player, the official Capital app.
Morning, Lottie. What's the latest with the travel?
Morning, Jordan. In North Acton, Old Oak Common Lane is closed in both directions at Wells House Road after an accident there. It's slow in Winchmore Hill on green lanes in both directions at Station Road because the traffic lights are not working. It's heavy on the M25 anti-clockwise at the moment into the roadworks before the junction for the A3. And on the overground, there are severe delays on the Windrush line between New Cross Gate and Highbury in Islington. Also, there are minor delays on the Lizzie line between Reading and Hayes and Harlington. More in 20 minutes.
It's Rava Lynne.
Get all the hits right here on Capital.
Capital Breakfast.
We run now, I need you, I'll meet you somewhere now. You up now, I see you, I get you, take care now. Slow down, be cool, I miss you, come here now. It's yours now, keep it, I'll hold on until now. I need you right now. Once I leave you, I'm strung out. If I get you, I'm slowly breaking down. Then lets me go, he loves me not, he loves me, he holds me tight, then lets me go, he loves me not, he loves me, he holds me tight, then lets me go, he loves me not, he loves me, he holds me tight, then lets me go. You gotta say that you're sorry at the end of the night. Wake up in the morning, everything's alright. At the end of the story, you're holding me tight. I don't need to worry.
KSI.
Hi guys, it's early on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For making Summertime Ball the most incredible day of the year.
It was magical.
Thank you, Capital.
Capital.
You know I'm impatient, so why don't you leave me waiting outside the station when it was like -4 degrees and I get what you're saying. I just really don't want to hear it right now. Can you shut up for like once in your life? Listen to me, I took your nice words of advice about how you think I'm gonna die lucky if I turn 33. Okay, so yeah, I smoke like a chimney. I'm not skinny and I pull a Britney every other week. But cut me some slack, who do you want me to be? Cause I'm too messy, and I'm just too damn clean. You told me get a job and you asked where the hell I've been. I'm not asking for pages, but one text or two would be nice. And please, don't pull those faces when I'm out walking like every day. It's just one bottle of wine or two. But hey, you can't even talk just to help you sleep. Then why you out again before 4 o'clock? And then you come home to me and don't say hello.
Lola Young and Messi on Capital Breakfast at 7.26. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean. Day after Capital Summertime Ball with Barclay Card. All usual bits on the show this Monday morning, though. The Bond game is on the way at 7.45.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast.
With Jordan North.
Chris Stark. And Sean Welby. Capital
Mickey's texting it. He's got what you call him ball ache, Chris Stark. So just woke up in the hotel. Ouch! I'm aching from head to toe. What can I say? You all smashed it. It was amazing. Thank you for a great day. Yeah, so what is the reason why we're all sore today? Sean's eyes are hurting. I'm head to toe. We're all aching.
You're right. And it's in strange little places as well. I don't know what it is. I think it's just, if you were there, maybe you just gave it everything, and it's the dancing and all of that and the screaming.
And age. Hannah says, what an amazing show. Best lineup yet. Thank you, Capital. It was so good, and we will definitely be going again. Thanks, guys. One of the wild things about lineup for Capital Summertime Ball was trying to guess who was going to get the biggest reaction from the crowd. Who do you think it was, Sean? Who were you thinking? People are going to go wild for this one.
I remember you coming back out on stage and saying, cheer if you think it was Buster, cheer if you think it was McFly. I remember who got the biggest cheer on that moment, so I think I know the answer to
this. Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because it was Buster versus McFly, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they got a huge response.
Don't get me wrong, they were both fantastic. It was a bit of pantomime, but there was a really big scream for one of them, I thought, when you said it. So I think I know a winner.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm a huge Busted fan, right? I do think McFly got the biggest cheer.
They did. And I think it was just maybe because we hadn't heard their songs in a while. Do you know what I mean? It was just one of those moments. Something just hit different with them.
I think McFly probably got one of the biggest cheers of the night, actually. Mm. Which is why I love Summertime Ball. Because, like, you'd never have put your money on McFly, would you? You'd have thought it'd been Benson Boone or Tate McRae, Mariah Carey or Will Smith.
Exactly.
But it was McFly. Shall we play some old school McFly? I'm whispering like this.
I don't know. Because we don't want Buster to hear us.
You don't
want to
upset Buster.
No.
Shall we play some old school McFly, but live from yesterday?
Play the one that got the biggest reaction.
Okay, let's do it. This is McFly, and obviously live at Capital Summertime Ball with Barclay Card.
Recently I've been hopelessly reaching out for this girl who's out of this world. Believe me.
All of it on Global Player, the official Capital app. That was McFly performing, obviously, live at Wembley in front of 80,000 people for Capital Summertime Ball with Barclay Card. We'll get another track on. Right, it's 7:30, and then I think we need to talk about what happened on stage yesterday with the Bolt One.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That was Summertime Ball history being made.
Yeah, because I battered the Bong Man. That's all I'm going to say. I'll tell you more after another confirmed baller. This is Tate McRae and Sports Car playing for you right now on Capital Breakfast. Day sports car on Capital Breakfast, 7.33. Just been told that Tate McRae was so good on stage yesterday that Will Smith's dancers went out to see her because apparently she sets the bar that high for dancers, so they all rushed out to see her.
You see, that is amazing, isn't it? And that's what we mean. Like, we saw artists watching other artists and getting giddy. That's cool. Really, really cool.
Yesterday, we did something that in the 16 years of the Summertime Ball has never been done before. We did the Bond Game live on stage in front of 80,000 people. And the person who took on the bong man was Jennifer in Grimsby. This was, for me, just an amazing moment because I was, I'll be honest, I was a bit worried how it was going to go down because everyone's like, you just want to see the acts and stuff. We thought, no, let's mix it up and play the bong game live.
So many people love this game when we do it on the show. It was amazing doing it in the middle of Wembley Stadium. The coolest thing about it was everyone, you know, like on The Voice where the people in the background are telling the judges to turn round. It was like that with the bong game. There was just thousands of people shouting at Jennifer, who was so brave and brilliant, by the way, to go do that and take part on stage. They're all going, stop, stop, stop. It was just a wonderful moment at the ball.
Yeah, and for those of you who haven't seen any clips of this, imagine this. So Jennifer is sat in the middle of the stage facing the audience, but behind her, the bong man rose up from underneath the stage and started gradually walking towards her.
We saw him for the first time.
Unbelievably tense.
It was mad. Here is what happened yesterday live on stage.
4,500 pounds.
Stop!
Yeah! We've done it!
Yeah! Well done, Jennifer! You have just won 4,500 pounds!
My gosh!
Jennifer!
My heart was racing!
That was amazing. Hearing all of Wembley scream and cheer for Jennifer was a moment. And then it got a bit argy-bargy, didn't it?
Well, we realised that whereas normally we don't know where this cash is, he actually had it in a briefcase in his hand. And you were like, well, let's see what's in it. Yeah. How much could she have won?
So I nicked the briefcase off him, proper Burnley style. He was about 8 foot. He was really tall, weren't he?
He decided to start on him.
Yeah, squared up to him. And then, I'm not even joking, we're not just saying this for radio, I pushed him off stage.
You actually did push him down a hole. And we were like, is he all right? And then we didn't see him again.
I actually pushed the bong man off stage. It was a bit mad, weren't it?
It was honestly one of the highlights of my career, that.
So we are all going to need our wits about us because he's on the way next. Capital
Breakfast. Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Shop pre-loved fashion, whatever you type.
He's blue. He's fluffy. And he's crash-landed into Odeon. Gather your Ohana for some mischievous fun.
What an adorable little psychopath.
With the wildly funny Lilo and Stitch on the big screen at Odeon. Book your tickets today at odeon.co.uk or on the Odeon app. Odeon, we make movies better.
Here's Alex, turning at a junction. Alex cooks a mean Jalfrezi. And here's Sue, waiting to cross the road, off to get a takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
Sue's a curry fan, but she can't cook for toffee. Alex, let's give way to Sue. Because pedestrians crossing or waiting to cross have priority at junctions, whether they can cook or not. Whoever you meet, travel like you know them.
Thanks.
Think. Follow the highway code and let's help keep everyone safe. The highway code rules in Northern Ireland may vary.
Feel the heat, whatever the weather, with Waitrose's summer food range. Like our fiery, fragrant, hot honey halloumi kebabs, which can be cooked to perfection, either on the barbecue or under the grill. And our succulent number one red prawn and monkfish, tossed in a smoked paprika, garlic and red chilli butter. Pop in a brioche bun and enjoy, come rain or shine. Let your summer side out with Waitrose. Selected lines and stores subject to availability.
Summer is precious, so make this the summer with EasyJet Holidays. Book the perfect package holiday from just £299 per person at hand-picked 4- and 5-star hotels. Search EasyJet Holidays. Get out there. Price based on 2 adults for 5 nights. Limited availability. Adult protected. T's and C's apply.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads
loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
With Capital Breakfast.
And get home across London with me, Will Manning, this afternoon from 4.
Capital.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house,
and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly.
To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Capital Travel Update.
Listen on the move with Global Player, the official Capital app.
Morning, Lottie. What's happening on the travel?
Hey, Jordan. There are queues on the M25 clockwise from Godston to Reigate after a car broke down earlier. On the M25 anti-clockwise, it's slow from the M1 to Watford. It's slow in Winchmore Hill as well on green lanes in both directions at Station Road because the traffic lights aren't working there. On the Tube, there's no service on the Circle Line clockwise because a train has broken down. There are also severe delays on the Northern Line southbound from Camden Town to Morden. For in 30 minutes.
Hey, guys. It's Benson Boone.
Hello. It's Jessie J.
Hi. I'm Zara Larson.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for making the summertime ball so special.
It was magical.
Thank you, Capital.
Capital.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know. I don't know. Oh, promise that you hold me close, don't let me go. I can't help but feel so lost. I wanna give you all I've got. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, I don't know.
Capital,
capital.
you and I know, you know, I know you'll remember me. And you know, I know, you know, yeah, yeah, I remember you. And I know, you know, I hope, yeah, you, yeah, remember, yeah, how we danced,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
how we danced,
yeah,
how we danced
all night to the best song ever.
Moving to every ride,
now I can't remember how it goes, but I know that I won't forget her.
We danced all
night
to the best song ever.
One Direction and Best Song Ever at 7:45 exactly. All right then, who knows what's in store for us this Monday morning after I've battered the bong man in front of 80,000 people. I literally threw him off stage. So, good luck everybody.
Capital Breakfast Bong Game.
It's the bong game where we will offer you ever-increasing amounts of money. All you've got to do to win is shout stop before you hear this sound.
Yes, of course, this is the sound you need to avoid because we want you to walk away with some serious money today.
Absolutely, and as you know, timing is everything. So here we go, taking on the bong man today. We've got Louis in Amersham. Morning, Louis.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you feeling?
A little nervous, but I'm excited.
Oh, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous as well. So, long story cut short, we did the bong game live at Capital Summertime Ball with Barclay Card on stage at Wembley, which was just a mad experience. 80,000 people screaming, stop.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Which was mad. And then me and the bong man got into a bit of a scrap and I did throw him off stage. And he has sent us a message giving us a bit of a warning. So I'm worried for you, but we're going to look after you, Louis. Is that all right?
Yeah, of course. I saw it on online last night.
Yeah.
Oh, you won Global Player last night?
Yeah, yeah. And I that's what made me enter, really, because I saw it.
That's really cool.
Okay. And if you want a decent amount today, what are you going to spend it on, mate?
I'll probably go on holiday with my girlfriend.
Oh, nice. Got to be done.
All right, then, mate. Here we go. Remember, you've just got to shout stop before you hear the bong. Can we hear your best practice stop in 3, 2, 1?
Stop.
That'll do. Best of luck.
£3. £4. £5. £500. £700.
Louis. Oh, he was so angry, clearly. That was the meanest round ever.
Louis, I'm going to take the rap for that, buddy. I've annoyed him. Because he went up in, what, quids at one point?
Yeah, what was
I'm just being told that was the lowest ever bong round in the history of the bong game.
Was it?
Oh, that's not fair on Louis.
Mate,
not on our Louis.
I'm sorry. I'll take rap for that, mate. For what it's worth, we're going to send you out a Capital Breakfast hoodie and the bong pong, the bong man there freshener. All right, mate?
Thank you, mate.
Hey!
What was that?
Oh, I get the last laugh there.
Oh, God.
Charming.
Bring it on, pal. You want to throw you off a stage? I can do more. I can headbutt. Oh, great. Sorry. Peter, you can take on the bong. Get to Global Player. It's the official Capital app. We're playing again at 7:45 tomorrow morning. Petty bong man.
There's nothing colder than your shoulder when you're dragging me along like you do. Like you do. And then you switch up with no warning and you kiss me like you want it. How rude. How rude. But I kinda like it anyways. I don't mind if this is gonna take a million days. I know you'll come around to me eventually. If you sit back, relax, enjoy my company. My company. Once you know what my love's gonna feel like, nothing else will feel right. You can feel like moonbeam ice cream, taking off your blue jeans, dancing at the movies, cause it feels so get, baby, I wanna give you the world. Not saying you gotta chase me, but I wouldn't mind it if you give me just a little bit of something we can work it with. But all you do is push me out. But I like it anyways, cause I think I'm getting closer to you every day. I know you'll come around to me eventually. Just sit back, relax, enjoy my company. Trust me, once you know what my love's gonna feel like, nothing else will feel right. You can feel like moonbeam ice cream, taking off your blue jeans, dancing at the movies, cause it feels so
Benson Boone, Mystical Magical on Capital Breakfast at 7:51. Oh, what have I done? What have I done? Charlotte says, this is all your fault, Jordan. Emma says, oh my God, he's in a real bad mood today, that bong man. He's a nasty pasty. And Jack says, Jordan, you've left me crying. I can do more. I can headbutt. I love this show. I've never headbutted in my life, but I don't encourage that.
don't endorse that idea.
I don't. Apparently, I've got a little button here that says, press me.
Well, now what?
Well, I don't know. Should I press it? If you're just joining us, yesterday at Wembley Stadium in front of 80,000 people, we played the bong game live and I got a bit carried away and I fruit bong man off stage in front of everyone and I humiliated him. Shall I just press this?
Oh, go God. On.
Here we go.
Jordan North. You messed with the wrong man. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
No.
What's that mean?
Oh, you're hard.
Yeah, bong man, you're hard.
Trying not to wet yourself.
I'm actually really scared.
I'm scared too. What have you done?
More that if he's going to be like playing up all week for the rest of the week for bong game.
Well, look, we're just going to need regulars this week. If you are a regular listener and you just get it, you're not scared of him, you're going to have to enter the bong game. We're going to have to just do it with a lot of gusto this week.
You can enter via Global Player, the official Capital app. You can also, whilst you're there, see all the highlights from Capital Summertime Ball with Barclaycard. Let's get rudimental on now.
Don't mind if you cry on my shoulder. Remember the things that I told you. Darling, don't you cry. You're gonna be alright. Leave it all behind. Take it off your mind. I know you're fed to fight, but things are looking brighter. Let it go tonight. I know you need it. Dancing is healing. Love is the answer. Dancing is healing. Love is the answer, yeah, yeah, yeah. I need space, I need time, and it gets heavy on your mind. I need to speak, put your hand in mine, and it gets heavy.
Dancing is healing at 5 to 8 on Capital Breakfast. It's Capital Summertime Ball Boxing Day today here on the show. This definitely happened yesterday, didn't it? We interviewed Mariah Carey in her own special studio that she designed herself and checked the lighting for. That happened, didn't it?
There's so much to talk about this. From even just greeting her, how you do it.
I wish you could have seen Sean then. She nodded with her eyes closed then.
I can't wait to tell everyone what happened. It's the person that everyone's saying to me, what was she like? What was she like? We're going to unpack this later.
I bowed.
I know you did.
You bowed when we entered. We'll tell you more after 8. Capital
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Find a fit that's 100% your type on paper.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Have you ever tried teaching a grandma to suck eggs? My nana was having none of it. Kids, on the other hand, love learning. So Warburton's The Family Bakers have teamed up with the Country Trust to give classrooms a free farm in a box and access to online resources so kids can learn how the toast and crumpets they love get from the fields to their faces. Good stuff. It's baked in at Warburton's. Get your school involved. Search Warburton's Good Stuff. Terms and eligibility apply.
From director Danny Boyle and writer Alex Garland comes the most anticipated cinematic event of the year.
There were so many a day. Infected and non-infected alike.
28 years later. In Cinemas Thursday. Book tickets now.
Ditch the car, the traffic jams and the parking nightmares and take the train with Southeastern to enjoy seaside views, countryside walks or city adventures. Whether you're travelling for work or pleasure, leave the car at home, travel by train and enjoy more time for you. Buy your tickets today from the Southeastern app or website and see the CO2e emissions you'll save by taking the train instead of the car. Plus, no booking fees when you buy from Southeastern. Southeastern.
The Famous Five were planning their next adventure with Great Western Railway.
I fancy a trip to the seaside, said Anne.
We could go paddleboarding in Penzance, said George.
How about exploring Pembroke Castle, said Julian.
Oh, don't forget the pirate festivals, said Dick. You know the best way to get to them? It's GWR.
There's more to explore with Great Western Railway. Adventures start here.
McDonald's burgers are prepared to order. And the patties are made from whole cuts of beef, sourced from farms across Britain and Ireland, with a pinch of salt and pepper, nothing else. There's not much else to say, really. That sizzle speaks louder than words. Served after 11 a.m, subject to availability.
The latest news. Next. Capital.
Chase is the digital bank you can count on.
How so?
Because you get 1% cash back on your grocery shop.
Like on prosciutto?
Yeah, prosciutto.
And seaweed crackers?
Sure, those two.
But hang on, what about rotisserie chickens?
If it's in your grocery shop, Chase has got your cash back. Join today and get 1% cash back on debit card spending on groceries, fuel and everyday transport. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents eligibility applies. 1% cash back for your first year. Maximum £15 per month. Exceptions apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 8, there's now going to be a nationwide police operation to tackle grooming gangs. It'll be led by the National Crime Agency after Sir Keir Starmer promised a major review into it at the weekend. Here's Capital's Fraser Knight.
800 investigations have already been reopened as police now look again at some of those cases that might have been dismissed and closed far too early.
For the first time ever, MI6 is going to have a woman in charge. Blaise Metrovelli will take over at the UK's Foreign Intelligence Service in the autumn. There's been a vigil in London for the victims of a huge plane crash in India. Only one person survived the Gatwick-bound flight, which came down just after takeoff. Around 150 people gathered outside the Indian High Commission in Hoban yesterday. A protest by Red Bull against Mercedes' George Russell at the Canadian Grand Prix has been dismissed. They say he drove erratically while the safety car was on the track, but that's been overruled. And we saw some huge performances at Capital's Summertime Ball this weekend. Will Smith and Mariah Carey were on stage. We also saw Benson Boone and Tate McRae.
It was fun. It was a big crowd. It's hard to see everybody. I mean, right now we're in the middle of an arena tour and that's been crazy. And this is just like a million times that.
If you missed it, you can catch the highlights on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Capital weather. Keep up to date on Global Player, the official Capital app.
It's going to be sunny in London this morning and feeling really warm with highs of 26 degrees. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast with Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast.
Good morning, it's Monday the 16th of June. Capital Breakfast with me, Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby. The day after the UK's biggest summer party.
Yes, yes, yes. And thank you for all the messages that are coming through. So many lovely messages. We met so many people over the weekend. It's been so lovely to kind of do this experience all together, and so many of you as well who watched it on Global Player, Capital Summertime Ball with Barclaycard. It really was a vintage year, I think. Let us know how you experienced it, if you experienced it. 0345 6000 958 is our WhatsApp.
Also, I've just remembered I promised some little girls that I'd give them a shout out this morning.
Must be a list.
There's so many, but all I would say is you know, if you're listening, it's you, because you're the girls that had all that pick a mix. They basically, two little girls,
yes.
You saw them, Jordan. They, because it was like clearing out time, they got a bag full by the end. They basically cleared the place out, but you were my heroes, you were brilliant. Also, talking of heroes, we need to talk Mariah Carey.
We'll do it next.
Mature, collected, and sensible. Except when I get hit with rejection. To turn me down, well that's just unethical. I'll turn into someone you're scared to know. But if you need to reapply, maybe for you, though I could accommodate. I'm flexible, so just tell me what you like. Tantric yoga, baby, namaste. If you don't want me, I'll just deem you gay. But if you need
Bruno Mars.
On Capital. Yeah. Capital Breakfast.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow.
Gaga, Bruno Mars, Die With A Smile. Oh, I hope I do.
Got me.
Every time. 6 minutes past eight on Capital Breakfast.
Capital Summertime Ball.
With Barclay Cards.
Summertime Ball. Look, as much as we're tired this morning, this job truly has its pinch me moments, and we know how very lucky we really are.
Well, yesterday we all felt it because there are certain people that you don't have an interview with, you have an experience. Mm. And I'd say there's people like your Tom Cruises that are in that category where you just can't believe they're real and that you're going to be within touching distance of them. And then therefore, when you're in that orbit of them, you have a moment. So we're going to set the scene of Mariah Carey because all of you are asking me, what was she like? So we have a room set up that's draped in pink satin curtains. The lighting is soft and gorgeous and backlit and uplit. And you suddenly realise that, yes, there is such a thing as perfect lighting. A lighting that makes you look airbrushed in person, face to face. As we walk in, I see the back of her head, the hair. I see the hair first. And I'm like, oh, God, that's Mariah Carey. She sat there. So I walk behind her. Imagine walking behind like a sofa and a chair. And then I come round and there I am face to face with her.
Mm. And we're all doing this one at a time. So Sean goes first.
And I did two air kisses, which I thought was perfect for Mariah.
That. So I'm looking ahead going, all right, that seems to be the pace that's being set. I walk in going, I can't risk the air kisses thing. I'm not sure what's happened. So I just bowed.
Yeah, but then Jordan behind you started bowing. It was like, it was honestly like that moment.
I was like, do I air kiss, do I bow? And then he bowed and I thought, I'm going to bow.
You know Step Brothers where they both interview for a job, they go, hello, Miss Lady. You two fully freaked out in front of me.
I didn't know what to do.
So we came up with a fun game to do with her called Bored Now. Now, Mariah Carey's done it before. She's been interviewed a million times and asked all the same questions. So we came up with a bunch of topics that we wanted to ask her. And at any point, if she got bored, there was a big red button where she could say, Bored Now, and we could move on. Do you know what? She absolutely loved it. Here's what happened.
Mariah, topic one.
Your new single is called Type Dangerous, but what is the most dangerous thing you've ever done?
I don't know, some of the roller coasters I've been on. Bored now.
All right, topic.
Next topic, barbecues.
Oh, here we go. Right, Mariah, do you prefer a charcoal or a gas barbecue?
Charcoal.
Oh,
really?
Okay. Yes, it's better.
It keeping it
better.
Real. That's the right answer, by the way, Mariah.
Press the buzzer. Would you say it's all about the marinade?
Well, if you have the charcoal, that's another element that's giving you your flavor there. So you have the marinade and the charcoal, you're going to do well.
Okay. Mariah Carey, this is extraordinary.
He loves barbecues.
Oh, you do?
I've got six.
Huh?